Bright Assets Theatre Company presents 15 Love, Episode 5. The pupils at Tapley Hall are finding it difficult to concentrate on their tennis, despite the fact that the tournament at Bournemouth is looming. Could the thief who has stolen Lee's violin be one of them?
Stop! Stop! All right, everyone, come over here. What a shower. I've seen more enthusiasm from a pack of brownies.
So that's who he coaches on Sunday mornings.
You're right, and the way you lot are playing, they beat you in straight sets. In case those feeble brains of yours have forgotten, you are representing Tapley Hall at Bournemouth in a few days. And it would be nice if at least one of you could make it past the first round.
Look, it's the police. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Well, don't ask me.
Maybe it's a new form of motivation devised by Lou Carson.
Good, you're all here. Lee, will you come with me, please?
Is it about my violin?
Yes, the police want to speak to you first, then they'll interview the rest of you. Come on, I want to get to the bottom of this as soon as possible.
Bit over the top getting Inspector Morse involved.
Are you kidding? Lee's violin is very valuable, you know.
Oi, they'll be arresting me for GBH if you two don't get a move on. Come on, think of Bournemouth.
15, love. 15, love. 15, love.
I thought the little blonde detective was terribly sweet. He kept telling me to take my time. Pass the sugar, Jake.
I think we should fingerprint everyone.
Inspector Taggart, speak.
It makes sense. Then when the violin turns up, they can compare the thief's prints with the ones they've taken.
Who says it's going to turn up?
Listen, don't worry, pal. Violins are pretty hard to hide.
The worst thing is, I dread telling my parents.
You haven't told them yet. But it was stolen a week ago. Hey, Daisy, come and sit here.
Well, I don't want to go through that again.
Oh, guilty conscience.
No, Jake, what would I have to feel guilty about? They did ask me if I'd seen anyone acting suspiciously.
What did you say?
I had this strong urge to mention you.
Daisy, only a joke, Tash.
Come on, Lee, you haven't touched your breakfast.
I can't tell them. They'd be so upset. It cost them so much, and my grandparents saved for it too.
Shouldn't worry, Lee. Think of the insurance. Think of all that lovely loot. That'll pay for a new violin.
What insurance?
Don't mean
I'm not even sure whether they've managed to keep the payments up.
Whoever nicked that violin wants a good thrashing.
No,
yeah,
too
right.
Lee, the police want to see you again. Shove up, Daisy.
Cheer up, pal. I'll save you a bacon, buddy.
Don't bother.
So, what did you confess to, Gina?
I told him to look in your room, Jake. Because anyone who uses the aftershave you do deserves knocking up.
No, seriously, what did they ask you?
How long have I been at the school? Where was I on the night of the theft? And do I know of anyone who's got a grudge against Lee?
Yeah, same questions. They wanted to know all about the party.
They seemed to be under the impression there was an orgy going on.
Lee hasn't got any enemies. Who would do something so vindictive?
I think it could be one of the canteen staff.
Oh, yes.
How did you work that one out, Miss Marple?
Because we're always gossiping down here.
Speak for yourself.
Well, come on, Will, we all do. So they'd know all our business. Like Lee having a valuable violin.
You've been a sex maniac.
Oh, ha-ha.
When did Lee actually last see the violin?
He played it for me that afternoon. In fact, he got up my nose. I think he was trying to cheer me up about my ankle.
So, you were the last person to see that violin. Do the police know that?
Of course they do, Tash. I told them I've got nothing to hide.
I think it's awful. Lee's so upset.
Well, at least it's taken our minds off the draw for Bournemouth.
Oh, Hilary said she'll put it up on the notice board as soon as it comes through.
I just hope my ankle's ready in time.
Oh, what a wimp. And I thought the Scots were supposed to be tough.
I could sort you out in one leg, no danger.
Yeah, all right, you two. Pack it
yes,
in.
You're really being childish.
Shut up, Natasha.
Yeah, he wants your opinion.
Oh, attention. The sooner we get to Bournemouth, the better.
15, love. 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15
the table for 8:30.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel tonight.
Why?
Something's come up. I'm sorry.
But half an hour ago, you were really looking forward to that bottle of Redcina, a nice candlelit dinner. Why have you changed your mind?
Lou, I'm really worried about all this stealing. I mean, if the press get hold of this, it could be the end of the school.
Well, I don't know. It didn't do me any harm.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you know I've got a criminal record?
No. What for?
1974. Sydney Cricket Ground. Me mate bet me $50 I wouldn't streak across the pitch. I never could resist the challenge, especially when I'd had a few. Well, the match was so boring, it livened it up a bit.
I can't imagine you doing something like that.
Nor could the millions watching it on TV. I was a national celebrity for weeks.
But did they prosecute you?
Yeah, to make an example of me and to discourage future idiots. Quite right. Me family didn't speak to me for months. I think I knew then I was destined to be a psychologist. Listen, I promise you won't get a repeat performance in the Taberna.
I'm very glad to hear it.
It would do you good to get out.
I suppose so.
So, we back on them for tonight?
Yes. But I think it would be better if we kept this part of your colourful background to ourselves.
Hillary, I've come to register a complaint.
Oh, there you are, Mike.
Look, I've had it up to here. The questions the police are asking.
Listen, we've all been through it.
Well, I'm not speaking to them again. They can't force me. When I agreed to answer a few questions, I didn't realise it was going to turn into the Spanish Inquisition.
Mike, it was agreed that we'd all cooperate.
I think it's outrageous that the staff are being questioned. Being made to feel like the guilty party.
Well, in their eyes, we're all suspects.
Lou's right, Mike. The police are only trying to do their job.
The way they treated me, anyone would think I had a criminal record.
Surely not.
Excuse me. Miss James said to tell you that the Bournemouth draw is being faxed through now. And Hillary, the police want to see you right away.
Mike, will you deal with the office? I'd better go and...
Face the boys in blue.
Look, would you girls move a bit? We want to see the draw as well, you know.
You can relax, Jake. You've missed Matthew Johnson. I've got him.
Oh, that's tough.
Wouldn't you know it? Just my luck to meet the number one seed in the first round.
Oh, great, Robert Ellis. That should be dead easy.
Who's Tatiana Protopova when she's at home?
Never heard of her.
Oh, good, I've got Naomi Hodge. I beat her at Exeter.
Oh, no, that's just not fair.
What? Oh, poor old Tash.
Why, who have you got? I can't see.
Only the Wyoming Wonder.
Hey, you're talking about the luscious Caroline Bezic. I've always wanted to meet her.
Well, don't expect me to introduce you.
Is the draw up?
It certainly is. Yeah, and you, Mr. Pang Wang, are playing Johnny Kolinsky.
Oh, he's good.
So are you, pal. Look who I've drawn.
Matthew Johnson. Oh, bad luck, Will.
Come on, you lot. We can't have you blocking the corridor.
Mike, who's Tatiana Protopova?
Oh, she's a left-hander from Russia. We don't know much about her, except the Russians are really going to try and make their mark on the circuit this year.
Oh, great. She better not expect any glasnost from me.
That's a ticket. I expect you all to do well.
Oh, I've just seen the digs list. We're all staying in the same house except Will and Lee.
Aye, we've got the exclusive place. Remember the twins I was telling you about, Lee?
Oh, yeah, the two Ds.
Yeah, well, just remember to mind your manners. Most of these people have you in their houses for free, so we don't want any wild behaviour.
Yes, but just think one day someone will be able to say, we had Natasha Knowles to stay.
And she snored like a pig.
That's not funny. You think you're so clever, don't you?
Well, we're going to give that ankle of yours a proper workout this afternoon.
In that case, I'm off to the gym. Anyone want to join me? Yeah,
come on, then. Okay. I'll keep you company on the rowing machine.
Now, don't go too mad. I just want to get it nice and loose.
Lee, wait a bit.
What is it, Gina?
It's about your violin.
Oh?
Listen, I know this might sound a bit far-fetched, but...
What? Well, come on, Gina.
Look, it's got to be one of us, isn't it? Don't you see?
But the police have been questioning everybody. Staff as well.
Stuff goes walking from our dorm practically every day. Remember my syringe? My Walkman? Don't forget that vanished when we were all there in the woods. And now your violin. It's one of us. It's got to be.
But we're all friends.
I know. That's what makes it so awful. Look, I want you to do me a favour.
What?
I've got a feeling about someone.
Who?
No, I'm not saying anything. Just in case I'm wrong. But I might need your help. To do a bit of detective work, okay?
Gina, I'll do anything to get my violin back. Anything. I mean, he's unbeaten.
Well?
No, Daisy, that is an indisputable fact. Matthew Johnson is unbeaten in the circuit.
Yeah, well, it's got to be the first time. And who says it shouldn't be you?
The lad is 6'4" and weighs about 13 stone.
I have seen him play, you know.
Then you know what I'm on about.
Yeah. Well, it's no use you being so defeated. Why don't you say, the hell with it? I'm going to have a go.
I wish I was as optimistic as you.
Well...
Okay, okay. I'll give it my best shot, providing the old ankle can take the pressure. There. It doesn't feel too bad.
Remember when Boris Becker won Wimbledon for the first time? He wrenched his ankle so badly in one of the early rounds, he was ready to concede the match. His coach told him to give it a go. They strapped his foot up, and the rest is history.
You fancy being my coach, Daisy?
Well, you never know.
You've got a lovely laugh.
Have I?
I know this fabulous place in Bournemouth.
Twins took you there, did they?
No, I could show you. It's by the cliffs. The view's incredible.
Great. Let's make it a group outing.
I was thinking, I mean, do we have to do everything in groups?
No.
So, well, will you come with me?
Look.
I'd love you to see it.
Will, the only thing I want to think about in Bournemouth is my tennis.
I see. You went out with Jake.
Well, that was different.
You mean you fancied him?
No. Well, I might have for a bit, but I don't now. Anyway, I don't want to get involved with anyone.
Including me?
I mean anyone. Don't you see? It just wouldn't work.
But I like you.
And I like you, you idiot.
What's so funny?
It's your face. When you sulk, it crinkles up like a puppy.
Well, thanks, a bundle. Boy, you know how to put the knife in.
Look, I just want to concentrate on my game. I don't want any distractions. I don't think I could cope with it, not at the moment. Well, does that sound silly?
No.
But we are still friends, aren't we, Will?
Of course. Can I ask you a favour, Daisy?
What's that?
Please don't tell anyone that you think I look like a puppy.
Oh, Will, I wouldn't dream of it. Come on, come and have some lunch.
I'll join you in a minute.
Okay, see you in a mo.
Oh, well, O'Hara, there's always the twins.
Got you.
Oh, Jake, you gave me such a shock.
Just count yourself lucky that it wasn't Mike or Hillary. If they catch you smoking...
Oh, listen to Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. Not so long ago, we were always meeting up for a quick fag break.
All right, Tash, you've twisted my arm. I'll have one.
Cheek.
Oh, this tastes revolting.
I think they were in my pocket when I fell in the river. I thought they might have dried out by now.
Oh, you're mad. Look, that does it. I've just said goodbye to my last cigarette.
Well, I hardly ever smoke now. Only when I'm under stress.
Wrong time of the month, is it?
Don't be silly.
What's up, then?
Bournemouth, that's what's up. Everybody's looking forward to it except me.
Oh, just think of the sea, the fresh air, the fish and chips.
Jake, you're not taking this seriously.
Excuse me. All right, what's up?
My parents think I'm going to do really well in this tournament.
Oh, you might. Never know your luck.
Caroline Beswick, do me a favour. It's just not fair. Why couldn't Gina have got her or Daisy? Mummy and Daddy were going to fly in from Rome to watch me play. I've just phoned them and told them not to bother.
What excuse did you give?
That the competition's been cancelled due to a mysterious virus.
Oh, that's a good one. They'll see the results in the papers, you twit.
Oh, well, I'll think of something. I usually do. You're really looking pleased with yourself. I suppose you can't wait for Bournemouth.
Yep, you're right. I plan to do really well. Win the tournament and then have a fantastic holiday.
Yeah, I could do with a break. Where are you going?
Not sure yet. Depends if my dad comes over for the tournament. We might do Europe.
My folks are renting a place in the Caribbean for a month. They said I could bring someone if I liked.
Ah, but would they approve of me?
They might.
What about Will or Gina? Aren't you going to ask them?
Oh, why don't I invite the entire school? Come on, Jake. How about it? Will you come?
Let's just say, if I'm in the neighbourhood, I'll pop in.
So I can tell them to expect you. We'd have a really good time, I promise.
What about all those exotic boyfriends of yours? Won't they be jealous?
I won't tell them. You could be a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I'll think about it.
It'll be really great not having to think about tennis.
Not really dedicated, are you?
I just want to have a bit of fun. It all gets too intense here at times.
What's this? Not enough laughs in the girls' dorm. I think I might have to put in an appearance to liven things up.
You didn't exactly make Daisy laugh.
Why, what's she been saying?
Nothing. I promise. Only, if you still fancy
I
her...
I don't.
Now, there's dedication for you. Daisy, I mean. And she's got her mother to help her. While some people have to do it all by themselves.
Like you?
I don't have it easy, Jake. I suffer quite a bit.
You're such a phony, Tash.
What?
You heard... Suffering to you is when you break a nail.
How dare you?
Oh, come on, it's all right. You're quite amusing some of the time.
I hate you, Jake Fraser.
Now, we both know that isn't true. Well, I'm going back for something to eat. You coming?
I'm not hungry.
Don't throw yourself in the river, Tash. I'm not worth it.
I know. Yes, but when that waiter said that you could smash a plate, he meant your own, not everybody's.
Nah, that's why the bill was so hefty.
We'll never be allowed in that taverna again. Oh, but thank you for a lovely evening.
It's been my pleasure, Hilary.
It's been good to get out. I didn't realise how much this business with the police had been getting me down. I do so hope it doesn't affect the kids' performance in the tournament.
I think they'll cope. Have the law any idea yet who it might be?
Well, if they have, they certainly haven't said anything to me. Oh, I wish I could just relax, not worry about the tournament or Tapley Hall.
Well, it's very important to be able to switch off.
Easier said.
It has to be worked at. In your case, I would say the remedy is perfectly obvious.
Oh?
A few more dinner dates with me.
Oh, I just hope.
Yeah?
If one of the kids could do really well in Bournemouth, it would be such a breakthrough for the school.
And for him or her.
Naturally. But it would really put this place on the map.
It certainly would.
And it would prove the case for specialist schools like Tapley Hall, plus make it much easier to get funding, not only for us, but for other schools of excellence.
But would you want the competition from other schools?
Of course. That sort of competition could only raise the level of tennis playing throughout the country. It would benefit everybody. It's all right for the kids with independent means. They'd always be able to get on. I want to see the day that any kid who picks up a racket in the park and shows some sort of promise will have the opportunity to come to a school like ours.
What you mean is that the Gina Shepherds and Will O'Haras of this world should be the norm, not the exception.
Exactly. Oh, listen to me, up on my high horse.
And a very attractive sight, if you don't mind me saying.
Look, I'd like to ask you in for a coffee.
But you don't want to be alone with a convicted streaker.
Not tonight, anyway.
Never mind, I could do with a stroll. I need some fresh air to clear my head.
Mind you don't catch cold.
Oh, well. Let's do this again, huh?
Yes, let's. Soon. Only perhaps Italian next time.
Anything you say. Good night, Hilary. Sleep well.
Yes, you too. See you in the morning.
What's happened?
I can't be sure, but I think I've seen the thief.
Where?
No, just keep quiet and follow me.
But where are we going?
Shh.
Gina, shouldn't we get a member of the staff?
We can't. I could be wrong. Then I'd look all right, Lemon.
Yeah, but...
Hear that? Come on.
Gina! Gina! Where are we?
I'm very sorry, I forgot to bring a map. I think we're near the greenhouse.
Put your torch on.
I don't really want to. We might be seen.
Just switch it on and off quickly. We've got to see where we are.
There. Listen.
Come on. Someone's gone in one of those sheds.
Lee, I'm a bit scared.
We've come this far, Gina. We can't give up now. And remember, I'm with you.
Okay, but keep close.
Shh. Careful. There's a light on. It looks like a candle. I'm going to look through the window.
I don't think we should.
Why?
Because I think I know who we're going to see.
Down. I said put it down.
It's incredible, isn't it? I've just discovered it myself. Look at all this stuff. It's a real Aladdin's cave.
Natasha, don't.
I couldn't sleep. I had to get some fresh air. I've been walking. I just came across the place
a couple of minutes ago. Stop lying. We've been following you. We know it's you.
What do you mean?
We know you're the thief.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
kill us.
Can I have my violin? Please.
Stay away. If you come near me, I'll break it. I'll smash it into little pieces. I mean it.
Okay, okay. No one's coming near you. Just tell me, why did you do it?
Shut up. It's nothing to do with you. I warn you.
Natasha, that violin is very expensive. Please don't harm it.
Yes, okay. I'll make a deal with you, Lee. I only took it for a joke, honestly. If I hand it over to you now, can we forget all about it?
But what else have you taken, Natasha?
Nothing. Why are you staring at me?
Did you take my syringe?
I never knew you were a diabetic. Honestly, I never knew.
I could have died.
Why don't we all go to Hillary?
What for? A cosy chat and a cup of hot chocolate?
I don't get it, Tash. You've got more money than anyone I know. So why do you have to steal things?
God, you're pathetic, Gina. You can't prove anything.
Oh, really? That's your hold all, isn't it? Should we have a look at what's inside?
Keep back! I warn you, if you
Careful,
come any closer...
Gina.
I'll tell you what's inside. My Wartman. And what else, Natasha?
Wouldn't you like to know, you common little tart? How dare you accuse me? You're just trash.
Natasha, you don't know what you're saying.
You understand, Lee, don't you? We're different from her.
Yes, I understand, Natasha. Don't get upset. Why don't you put the violin down?
You think I'm really stupid, don't you? I'm not falling for that line.
I think we should see what's in this bag. Lee, now!
Hands up! What the hell is going on? Oh, my God, she's breaking her! Stop her, Lou!
No, help me! She's gone mad!
It's all right, I've got her! I've got her! Now, would someone mind telling me what exactly is going on?
I'm amazed. I can't believe it. I slipped through the whole thing.
Me too. Weren't you scared, Gina?
I wasn't alone. I did have Lee with me.
But you didn't know what to expect. You could have been following a complete nutter.
Well, I had a feeling I knew who it was. Just had to be sure, that's all.
But when did you know? Why didn't you say anything?
Because I didn't have any proof. It was just a hunch. And the fact that she's been behaving badly for some time.
Now you mention it, she has been a bit strange.
How do you mean?
I talked to her yesterday and she seemed really on edge. She was talking about jacking in the tennis. Seemed quite uptight.
Did you say anything to you, Gina?
No.
Then how did you
know? She's been leaving the dorm in the dead of night. Too long to be just going to the loo. And sometimes I saw a look in her eye. I can't really describe it. It's like whenever anyone got something new, not even valuable, just new, she got overexcited about it. It was really odd.
But why would she want to steal? She had plenty of money.
If you ask me, it's all a cry for attention. Half that stuff of living this incredible jet-set life, you know, the boyfriends, just wasn't true. I think she was a very lonely girl.
How do you know all this?
I've met her type before.
Thank God that's all over.
Well, I've just spoken to my family. I've tried to persuade them not to press charges. No, I can't see the point now I've got my violin back.
Is it all right?
Just a broken string.
Where's Natasha?
She spent the night in sick bay under supervision.
Gosh.
I'm not sure what's going to happen now.
Prison, probably.
Oh, shut up, Jake. That's not funny.
I wasn't being funny.
That's just one thing I'd like to know.
Yes?
What on earth, Gina, made you choose Lee to help you? I mean, he's hardly Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I suppose you think I should have asked you. Or Rambo Fraser here.
Yes, Gina, it had crossed my mind.
Well, in this case, I thought brains were needed more than brawn.
Good, you're all here. I thought it only fair to let you know what was happening.
Would you like a cup of tea, Hillary?
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
How's Natasha?
That's what I've come to talk to you about. I shall be making a formal announcement at Assembly, but I wanted to let you know what's been decided as you were her particular friends.
You don't take sugar, do you?
No. Thank you, Daisy. We decided not to call the police to the school in the middle of the night. But first thing this morning, Natasha went to the police station, accompanied by Lou Carson, to make a statement. I've spoken to her parents abroad and informed them that there was no option but to expel her immediately.
Goodness me.
Her family are arranging for a relative to meet her with the police.
What, you mean she's not coming back?
That's right, Jake. I'm arranging for her possessions to be forwarded.
But what will happen to her?
I gather that Lou Carson is hoping to intervene with a psychologist's report. But I have to say that the police are treating this matter very seriously. And it is quite likely that charges will be made against her.
Sure she won't be playing in the tournament?
Definitely not. I'm sorry. This is an upsetting time for everyone. But try not to let it disrupt your concentration too much. Remember, Bournemouth is only a few days away. Right. I'll see you in Assembly.
Bye.
What? Well, I've just realised Natasha was due to play Caroline Bezic.
So?
So she'll go straight through to the second round.
She'll have had a good rest by the time she meets one of you. If you make it through the first round, that is.
Oh, thanks very much, Jake.
In that case, you need a good player to practice against, don't you, Gina?
Yes, Lee. One with brains.
Daisy, do you want some brawn to practice against?
Oh, yes, Will. What a good idea. What court should we play on?
Put on the hard court.
Hey, what about me? Who's going to play with me?
Why don't you give Caroline Bezic a ring?
In episode 5 of 15 Love, you heard Sue Broomfield as Daisy, Lisa Coleman as Gina, and Caroline Harker as Natasha. Ian Arthur was Will, Paul Courtney Hugh, Lee, and Matthew Sim, Jake. Christine Absalom played Hillary, Jack Ellis, Mike, and Lionel Haft, Lou Carson. 15 Love was written by Gillian Bevan, Helen Kluger, and Tessa Peake Jones. The director was Sally Evans.